we will present today some adab. Adab of making salam. The sunnah of making salam, alhamdulillah, we did discuss many times, and that is very, very important that we should get into the habit of making salam. And it comes in the hadith sharif, afshaw salam bainakum. Spread the salam. And this ifsha, to understand it, the same word is used for ifsha is sir, to spread a secret, which we are prohibited from. Don't spread the people's secrets. Anyone did something wrong, etc., then don't go in immediately today, WhatsApp, social media, put it on. No, that we should not do. We should conceal the faults of somebody. But how? I usually say faster than internet and faster than the TV and faster than all social media. If you want a secret to spread, just tell somebody, and especially a woman, and tell her that this is a secret, it's between me and you, don't tell anybody, and see how it spreads. That is just to give us an understanding how a secret spreads. Like that, we were supposed to spread salam like that. But salam, we don't spread like that. We spread the secrets and, of people, etc., which we shouldn't do. If you want to spread a secret like that, you just tell a woman or telewoman. Make a telephone. Just telewoman and see how that secret spreads. But what it should spread should be salam. Anyway, that was one thing. A few adab about salam. There are three stages of salam. One is a verbal salam. Assalamu alaikum. And we should try and make it. Also see the occasion. They are complete. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Otherwise only assalamu alaikum. And the answer, according to the salam that was made, the answer should be according to that. If the salam was only assalamu alaikum, you can give the whole reply. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You permit it. But if the person made the whole salam, you must reply the whole salam also. Then return it as he made salam to you. The second stage and level of salam is to make musafah, to shake hands. And the third level and stage of salam is to make mu'anaqah, to embrace one another. So normally, daily we meet one another. Like in the house, we should make salam common. So we come from the bedroom to the kitchen, the wife is there, make salam. If you meet in the lounge, make salam. Wife comes to the, make salam common. Now that salam is just a verbal salam. Don't go and give hands also. And you don't say wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are permitted, but then you're going to inconvenience the person. Just assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You're leaving the house, then full salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh also. So that is important. Also, if for the few adab that are coming to mind, two people are talking. We are walking out, two people are talking, we passing them. They engage in a conversation. Don't make salam there. Now you're going to make salam, they are busy in their conversation. It's wajib for them to reply to you. Now you're upsetting their conversation. Somebody is reading the notice board, and you are passing. Now he's engrossed in reading, whatever he's reading, and you make salam to him. Somebody is busy on the phone, you are passing him. Now, you're making salam. The person on the other side, suddenly in between, wa alaikum assalam. He was talking, having a discussion in between, wa alaikum assalam, what's happening here? So we should see the occasion. We should make salam, but see the occasion. And then the second level of shaking hands. That is even more we should be particular about. We were in the Islahi Jalsa in Karachi, and Hazrat Mufti Rafi Usmani, Damat Barakatum, also gave a talk, and he explained about this year. He says people don't see the occasion. At any time, they just give their hands. Somebody is walking, in fact, just now lately it happened that one person was, people were having tea, and he was pouring the tea from the tea jug, in his hand, full hot tea jug, and on the other hand he had the plate, the cup and saucer in his hand, and he's pouring. Yeah, one person came in between all that, assalamu alaikum. Now how must he make salam there? He's busy, so we should see the occasion. Mufti Rafi Usmani Saab says, a person is carrying parcels, he's getting off the bus, or he's getting on the bus. Now you may giving your hands, Assalamu Alaikum. Even if he's departing at that time, that's not the occasion to make that salam. We should see the occasion. That is, adab are very, very important, all that, everywhere. So we should see that occasion. When we do we give our hands? And hands you give to a person, if you meet him after a time, some time. Daily you meet one another, just make verbal salam. But many of us got the habit, whenever we see somebody, then we want to shake hands also. On a daily basis, you're meeting one another, you don't shake hands there. If it's after some time you met somebody, then you shake hands with the person also. And that also, see if it is an occasion to shake hands. Then the third is mu'anaqa, to embrace a person. And the word musafaha also. Once Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was visiting us. He was at the Darunum. He was giving a talk in the masjid. And after the talk, we were having some discussion. So I asked Hazrat, how do you make musafaha? So he told me, give me your hands. He took my hands like this. And he put his hands like this inside. He said, this is how. Musafaha is from safhatun. This part, the palm. The two palms must meet. Now usually we clasp the hand, and some of us go to the other extreme also. We press the thumb here. This has come, according to what ulama have written, from that Khizr, alayhi salam, Khazir. He hasn't got the thumb bone. And he's mustajabu da'wat. So this is a test, they test, especially you make with buzurgs, that has he got this thumb bone or not. If he hasn't got it, he's Khizr alayhi salam, I'll ask him to make dua for me. That dua is readily accepted, so you don't do that. Just put your hands to in one another's hands. That is what is musafaha. Mu'anaqa comes from the word unuq, the neck. The necks must meet. But normally what we make is mubatana, the stomachs meet. It's not just greeting, it's not that the stomachs must meet. Or we make musadara, the chest meet one another. Even the women have a problem when they meet with one another. And they just grab one another. And this also, just now, lately it happened. And some people make salam so fast, this side, that side. And my specs flew one side. And he's not worried, he made his mu'anaqa. I had to go and look for my specs, take them, put them on again. But just wildly, this side, you don't know. And he wants to put the right side, you putting the left side. All a mix up there. That is not the method of doing, that is not the adab. We should do it. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, make right to right side. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like the right side in doing everything. And mu'anaqa is one, not three times. Many of us, we do three sides. And we do so fast, just a formality. And many of us, what will we call that, Maulana? They just let the cheeks meet. And a kiss on the cheek also. So that also some people do. No, mu'anaqa is one time you let the neck meet to the neck. The people of Peshawar normally, they do this properly. Like a little bend forward. Don't go into a ruku or something. But that your bodies don't meet. Just let your necks meet. But we meet such a way that the whole body also meets. So the body shouldn't meet, just the neck should meet. And the reason for that is a nerve runs there, which is the nerve that conveys love. And if there's two nerves meet, love will come between the two brothers. So that is what is required. So this is also one very important aspect. There is much more detail, which is being written in the Kitabul of Adab, Adabul Mu'asharat. But many of us make big mistakes with regard to this also. In our opinion, we are making lot of muhabbat, and we are being very pious, etc. But we are missing the boat. We should do everything, see the occasion, and do things accordingly, and do what the adab. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.